This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The centre has approved two major highway projects to boost road infrastructure in Maharashtra and Odisha. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs cleared the construction of a 374-kilometre, six-lane, access-controlled greenfield Nashik-Sholapur-Akkalkot corridor in Maharashtra. The 374-kilometre highway will be built at a total capital cost of 19,142 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has also approved the widening and strengthening of existing two-lane to two-lane with paved shoulder of NH-326 in Odisha.
National Highway 326 Odisha ke interior areas ko connect karne wala hai.
National Highway 326 connects the interior areas of Odisha. Today, the cabinet has approved the widening and strengthening of this highway. It is a 206-kilometer project with an investment of 1,526 crore rupees. Gajapati, Raigada, and Koraput are all aspirational districts and all three are tribal districts. This project will increase economic activity and improve transportation in these districts.
In tino mein economic activity badhegi, transportation badhega.
Defence Research and Development Organisation successfully conducted a salvo launch of two Pralay missiles off the coast of Odisha. According to the Ministry of Defence, both missiles followed the intended trajectory and met all flight objectives, confirmed by tracking and telemetry systems. Pralay is an indigenous high-precision, solid-propellant missile capable of carrying multiple warheads. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has lauded the launch, saying it proves the missile's reliability. The government has banned all oral nimesulide medicines above 100 mg with immediate effect, citing health risks. Nimesulide is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug which is widely used in the treatment of acute pain. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, in a Gazette notification, said safer alternatives to the nimesulide drug are available in the market. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the employment of workers engaged in MG Narega is fully secure under the newly enacted Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025. The minister said this while chairing a national-level interaction through video conferencing today with representatives of MG Narega functionaries serving across the country. Addressing specific concerns raised about the wages and honorarium disbursements, Mr. Chauhan elaborated on key enhancements within the new framework. The minister noted that the ceiling for expenditure under the administrative head has been raised from the previous 6% to 9%. In Bangladesh, thousands of mourners assembled at Manik Mia Avenue in Dhaka today as former Prime Minister and Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairperson Begum Khalida Zia was laid to rest with full state honours. Foreign dignitaries, including India's External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, along with representatives from Nepal, Sri Lanka, Pakistan and other South and Southeast Asian nations, were present to pay their final respects. Bangladesh's first woman Prime Minister Zia died yesterday after a prolonged illness. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to citizens of the country and abroad on the eve of the New Year. In her message, the President said the New Year symbolizes renewed energy and positive change and serves as an opportunity for self-reflection and fresh resolutions. She urged everyone to strengthen their commitment to the nation's development, social harmony and environmental protection. Meanwhile, the official celebrations of New Year worldwide have begun, as the Pacific Island nation of Kiribati has already welcomed the New Year 2026 as the clock struck midnight in its Line Islands. Auckland in New Zealand also ushered in the New Year with a colourful fireworks display over the Sky Tower. Other Pacific Island nations have also welcomed the New Year with celebrations. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended the year's final trading session on a strong note as the New Year cheer lifted the markets. The Sensex surged 546 points to close at 85,221, while the Nifty climbed 191 points to settle at 26,130. And that is the end of this news bulletin.